Welcome to the Presbycan Daily Devotional Podcast for Wednesday, October the 5th, 2016, entitled Moving On, written by Sharon Y. Greer of Sandy Cove Acres, Innisfil, Ontario, Canada, and based on Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 11b in the New International Version 2011 edition. He has also set eternity in the human heart. Three of my neighbors moved away this week into seniors' residences. It seemed rather sudden, but it likely won't affect me since I never knew them very well. However, when I got a call yesterday from a very dear friend telling me that she will be moving to another city at the end of this month, I felt a sudden sense of loss. She has always occupied a special place in my heart, and her unexpected announcement came as a shock when it struck me that I would very likely never see her again. It was a selfish reaction, since she will be living near her family who will care for her. I realized then that I, too, would soon have to be moving on, and that gave me a lot to think about. Nothing remains the same, and as life moves on, so must I, and this includes moving away from my community and friends into a senior's residence somewhere. As I thought about the phrase, moving on, I thought of some dear friends who have recently moved on to their Heavenly Father's residence, where there are no more health concerns, loneliness, or related problems that go along with aging. Of course, I miss these friends dearly. That is natural. But I realize that the sense of loss is on my part. I would not wish them back, given the fact that I know that they are rejoicing with the Lord. The tinge of sadness is quickly replaced by a sense of joy when I remember that those who have accepted Christ as Savior shall all be together again one day. In John chapter 14, verse 2 in the New International Version, Jesus promised, "In my Father's house are many rooms. I am going there to prepare a place for you." As members of God's family, we will all be rejoicing together one day, and there will be no more separation or sadness. We will be with our Lord for eternity. Suddenly, a dark cloud edged its way into my thoughts. What of those friends and family who have not yet accepted Jesus as Savior? God's mandate is crystal clear. As believers, we are each one of His disciples, and just as Jesus gave the divine commission to His disciples then in Mark chapter 16, verse 15, He still gives it to us today. Go into all the world and preach the good news to all creation. As we share with those He leads us to, let us pray fervently that they will accept the invitation that He extends to everyone in John chapter 3, verse 16b, that whoever believes in Him shall not perish, but have eternal life. Let us pray. Help us, Father, to be prepared for our moving day, when we will be with You forever. And help us, through Your Holy Spirit, to invite our friends and families to join us there. Amen.